Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. Man, I'm so glad you're here. I don't know how you listen to this podcast, whether you're on a walk, on your way to work, but either way, I just want to say thank you. I want you to know that this episode is really for you if you just are feeling weary. Maybe you feel like there's so much going on in the world that everything just feels heavy. Today, I just want to encourage you with some scripture. And also just recognize, like, I get it. This feels like a lot at times. And today I just want to breathe life into you. And I just want to maybe even just the Holy Spirit come and breathe new hope into your heart. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Before we get started, I think that I want to just let you know there's something coming your way. And I've been listening to you. Now I have the spiritual growth mentorship that women ask a lot about, but I also have done surveys and listened to you and what you need. And I think that kind of goes along with this episode of you're feeling overwhelmed. You want quick resources that are easily accessible. You want to study specific topics, and you want it to be affordable. Maybe feeling like committing to 5 weeks of a mentorship feels super heavy to you right now. So I want you to be on the lookout for something that is coming by the end of this month. And it's going to be, well, let's just kind of, I don't know, I'm going to seed it a little bit here, give you a little bit something to look forward to. It's definitely going to be a monthly community, in a sense, just a little bit tidbit excitement there, but really something that is affordable for you that is going to give you great biblical studies every single month, and really just can't wait to talk more about it. And because this is what you guys have been asking for, you want biblical studies, you want devotionals, and you want them coming monthly so that you can do them in your quiet time at your own convenience, or you want to listen to things that are easy like this podcast that you're listening to. So anyways, just keep your ears out for that coming, and it will probably have its own little introduction podcast too. So anyways, like I said, let's get into this episode though. I just kind of wanted to give you something to look forward to, but now I know, again, the thing about hard and heavy seasons is that they feel like they're never going to come to an end. Something I think about is, you know, when you're feeling good in your body, like you're not sick and all of that, you don't really think about, wow, I feel good. I have the energy to do this. It's not until something goes wrong in your body do you feel like, oh my gosh, I took advantage of how good things were going and how good I felt. And now that you don't feel well, you just feel like it's never going to end. And that, I mean, last week I recorded a podcast and I had the worst, like the sinus infection and draining. And you're just like, is this ever going to end? And we kind of make this really big thing, right? But I think it's true for hard seasons, right? When we have a really good season, or maybe it's a season of peace, we don't recognize how good those seasons are. And then a hard season comes and we're just like, oh my gosh, this feels like it's never going to end. Right. But it's in those seasons that it kind of just feels like one thing after another. I mean, at least I know that's true for me. And the thing I want to really just encourage you about this is that some of it happens because it's life, right? The car needs fixed. Maybe your kids have unexpected needs, like things come up for school and there's money issues, like some things like that just happen. And all the while, though, it's intermingled and there's more situations beyond our control, meaning the loss of a family member or the loss of a job or friends walking out on you, a community you thought you could trust. And then this pressure, right, it starts to build. And then there are just some days that it feels like it's so hard to breathe. But even through it all, I want us to know that we can cling to hope. We can cling to the promise keeper, and that this season is only a season. It's one that we will pass through, okay? We will pass through. And matter of fact, you are passing through it right now. We can acknowledge that we will pass through while we simultaneously are being honest with how heavy this load feels. I believe in the power of both, and we get to hold both of them. So a lot of times when we're going through something hard, we kind of just want to pray our way out of it. Like, God, take me out of it. Take this away. But a lot of times we have to get through this. We're passing through. And it's not that we accept these things that are coming against us. It's just that we have to make sure our gaze and our focus and our heart is set on the promise keeper. So we get to, again, acknowledge that we will pass through while simultaneously holding the honesty with how heavy it feels. Right now, I'm reading through the Bible in chronological order, and my goal is always to read it in a year. But I always find myself, of course, being human and missing a few days, but I also tend to want to study deeper into context of scripture at the same time I'm just reading my Bible. So I kind of sometimes combine them both. But I'm reading it through right now, chronological order. And in my most recent reading, I was encouraged and reminded really of just one basic truth. He always knows what I need. And the same is true for you. He always knows what you need, when you need it, and in the season that you're in. In 2 Chronicles 20, 11 through 20, Jehoshaphat prays a prayer, and it's one I think we can all cling to. But before we get to that prayer, I want to just kind of give us a little bit of context in the passage. Jehoshaphat was considered a good and godly king, even though he tried to partner with wicked people, and he never fully tore down all the high places of worship. But we read in 2 Chronicles 19, 2 through 3, a little more about Jehoshaphat. It says, "But Jehu, the son of Hananah, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, 'Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, wrath has gone out against you from the Lord. Nevertheless, some good is found in you. For you destroyed the Asherah out of the land and have set your heart to seek God.'" So we see that he's still considered good and godly, but we also see that he wasn't perfect. And then we also read in that passage, though, "Nevertheless, some good is found in you." So before Jehoshaphat prays, he is warned. Okay, so we're getting into the prayer now, but he is warned before he prays that there is a great multitude of people coming against him. Now you can see that in 2 Chronicles 22. So now prior to this time, before these multitude of people are coming against him, the fear of God had really fallen on the nations coming against him, and Jehoshaphat had peace. But when he created the ungodly alliance with Ahab, for which he was actually rebuked in 2 Chronicles 19, that broke the fear of God that had most likely held the nation back from him. Okay, now Jehoshaphat is realizing a mighty army is coming against him, and he turns to the Lord. Here is our hope in the part of Jehoshaphat's prayer from 2 Chronicles 20:12. It says, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Okay, let's go back again to the context. He was not this perfect king. He partnered and allied with somebody that was wicked. God had rebuked him, but he was still turning to God at this point. It was still recognized that nevertheless, some good is found in you. So now Jehoshaphat finds himself with a great multitude of people coming against him, and he turns to the Lord. And part of his prayer is, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." So then we ask ourselves, why is this important? People who seek the Lord at all times with pure hearts still have trouble. And it's in that trouble that they continue to seek the Lord because the situation demands it. As in this case, even with Jehoshaphat, it's the difference in the results. And we see that the perspective is what matters. I don't know if it feels like there's an army coming against you or it's one thing after another. You're not perfect. You will not be perfect, but you have Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you're one with Him. Therefore, our hope doesn't lie in the things we can control or the things we can't control. Our hope lies in the Promise Keeper. And I want you to remember, hope, it's not a wish. It's a confident expectation that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. I've learned that my hope in hard and heavy seasons really hinges on my perspective. And we can see that with Jehoshaphat. He knew what he was capable of, but he knew what God was capable of. Where is my gaze? Where is your gaze? Where is your focus? And most importantly, what do I think about the situation? See, our gaze and our focus and the perspective of that all matter because it's what's going to stir hope in us or cause doubt and worry to consume us. I love what my friend Michelle Meyer shared in regards to Paul and the thorn in his side. She said this: Paul wanted God to change his circumstance. And even though God didn't take it away, God still changed Paul's perspective by giving him a promise that his power is made perfect in weakness. Paul, trusting God's character, clung even tighter to the promise God gave him. He completely transformed Paul by the way Paul saw his thorn. So when God doesn't change our circumstance, He is still able to transform for His glory and our good. Weakness only stays weakness when we succumb to what we think we're capable of. But weakness that we give over to God, He and only He can transform that into strength. Love that. I love the perspective. I love what she said about transformation, but recognizing that it was a perspective change and recognizing beyond what we think we're capable of doing. And that weakness isn't what the world defines weakness either. Maybe today you're just hoping for a formula, like 3 steps to get through hard things. But in the end, our hope is in God, and God is our hope. And we can't build a relationship with Him. We don't trust Him, not through formulas, not about creating this perfect, you know, tell me what I need to do to get closer to God. This is a step by step. I'm meaning like it's one step at a time to grow your relationship with God, not like this is the step to take. We need to ask ourselves, do we trust God to get us through this season? Do we believe He's going to provide for our needs? Can we trust Him? Because those questions are going to help us. Depending on those answers, we will have the hope we feel in the experience, or the doubt and the worry will then again consume us. Where are we with God? Those are the questions that we can ask ourselves when it comes to these hard and heavy seasons and finding hope. Remember what Jehoshaphat said: we do not want to know what to do, but our eyes are on You. And today, during your season that feels like one thing after another, I'm going to ask you, where is your focus? What perspective needs shifted? Are you living in defeat, or are you claiming that victory? Not in a weird way, but knowing that you have victory through Christ and that you can reject any evil thing coming against you. No matter what the season holds, may we remember Jehoshaphat's prayer, reminding us to seek first the kingdom of God. God is with you. God is for you. I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at Jessica Hoddle on Instagram or Facebook, but I love to hang out on Instagram probably the most, but I'm on both. Also, you can email me, jessica@jessicahoddle.com. Most importantly, I just love to hear from you. Don't forget, something really big and fun is coming your way. If you've loved this episode, take just a few seconds to leave a rating and review. And I'll see you next week, friend. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I pray that it encouraged you, that it blessed you, but most importantly, that it inspired you and set you into motion. I want you to be a person that feels like they have the steps to move in the next direction, that you know that it's possible to heal with God, and that you don't have to live in shame and guilt anymore. If this episode blessed you, I would love for you to share it with somebody else, encourage them in their journey to growing their relationship with God and healing emotionally. Also, I would love for you to take 30 seconds of your time to leave a review on the podcast. It actually helps me to know what you're enjoying about this podcast so I can continue to keep showing up and answering the questions that you have for me. Last but not least, I'd love for you just to join us in the Facebook community. Every week we're in there and I'm connecting and I'm talking with you, and it's a place where I get to go deeper with you as well. So in the meantime, I'll see you in the Facebook group. Thanks so much again for sharing this episode and leaving a review.